gentlemen, welcome to Eat, Sleep, Suplex Retweet.
Welcome everyone to Eat, Sleep, Suplex Retweet, and after the mental breakdowns, fights, brawls and overheating in a tiny, tiny studio we all experienced last year, we thought, why not bring back the Royal Rumble Quiz? Royal Rumble Quiz 2, Electric Boogaloo. Lads, are we excited for it?
Hell yeah!
Lads,
equality, man.
Sexist.
Well, I was about to ask her directly. Stacey, hello, are you excited for it?
Yeah.
Don't you just feel so included?
Oh yes.
Before we meet the gladiators trying to go all the way and do a Shawn Michaels. Dave, that's all the way, we talked about that earlier. Before we see these modern day gladiators.
You are so lucky I'm sitting as far away from you as you can.
Oh my god, he must be shaking.
Aye, that's...
Before we meet these modern day gladiators, just a few things to plug. At Suplex Retweet, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter, that's where all our social media stuff. Eat, Sleep, Suplex Retweet, community. Post, have a laugh, be a bit of discussion. SuplexRetweet.com and ESSR Extra, where you can find all our great content away from the weekly shows and interviews. So much and more, and that is on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify and all good Android podcasting sites. Now, let's meet the contestants. First up, helping me run this absolute circus is the man who's the answer to the question, who's that Scottish ring announcer? No, not Simon Cassidy, the other one. No, the other one. No, the other one. Coming to an obscure Scottish wrestling quiz near you, it's Mr. Quackuagi.
Bob, I thank you very much, yeah.
How are you? Looking forward to the circus?
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that because earlier this week I got asked to be on another Scottish show, ooh. So get that up here.
You might say well done there, but never mind then. First up. Who's at the door? It's 44! Last year's weather up! Scott McLeod. Scott, how are you?
Hello.
So Scott, you lost last year's quiz. You then came back with a vengeance at the WrestleMania quiz only to lose in the last round. Mm-hmm. But since then, you've not lost a quiz. You became a bit of a demon. You're like some supervillain. This was your origin story last year.
Oh yes.
Yes.
I knew one day my day would come.
Next up, he is Le Champion from a galaxy far, far away. The winner of First Time Films, Star Wars Quiz, Daniel Campbell. Daniel, how are you?
I am very, very well. And I know you said Scott hasn't lost a quiz, but I'm just here to remind him, you did.
So that would be my next question, Daniel. Are you looking forward to doing an entire quiz and not coming in the last 5 minutes and picking up a win?
Well, I mean,
the Brock Lesnar of quizzes.
I have all this time to scout strategy. I'll happily take
it. Just to let you all know, Daniel did beat me in the final round, but yes. Again, saying that, I have never watched Star Wars, and I was kind of a given. Yes. So that is an absolute demon in the quiz world.
To give you an idea, he turned around to me at one point when they were asked, who did Mace Windu behead in one of the battle scenes? He turned around, and instead of Jango Fett, he just said, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
It just reminds me of the scene.
Makes sense.
It reminds me of the scene of Parks and Rec where Ron Swanson goes, is Star Wars the one with the little wizard boy? Up next is a Royal Rumble quiz. This man loves all things royal. Please welcome to the party, Ryan Wilson.
Thank you very much. I like that old dig there. My first time doing a quiz of any sort, wrestling related, so I'm going to get fucking pumped.
I think everyone's came in knowing the two that studied.
No.
Up next is a man who comes into this with his confidence in tatters after declaring his victory ahead of time in the ICW quiz. Please welcome the winner of the SummerSlam quiz. Not much to go by considering he was the only guy that knew any wrestlers on that show.
Yes, tonight I feel like I'm either going to be the Roman Reigns of this quiz or the Santino Marella. No in between. It's going to be an absolute train wreck.
Up next, she is the Stevie Slayer from the ICW quiz and the leader of the Airdrie Battalion of the Trent 7 Army. It's Jesus.
Hi, Ross.
You excited for this now?
Yeah.
A bit more, yes.
A wee bit more.
Up next, coming to us from Uniondale, New York, please welcome if past quizzes are anything to go by, the runner-up of tonight's quiz, he's the finalist from Fife, he's the Wraith Rovers runner-up, he's Nathan Fisher.
How you doing?
I'm lovely, I've expected more for that.
You know, so obviously when you said Uniondale, New York, Dave thought it was him.
Oh my.
Up next, he's the only man to never won a quiz or a sweep in Suplex Retweet history. He's also one of the few people with a life outside the podcast. Please welcome Headbutt himself, Andy Mitchell.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you? You looking forward to winning a quiz tonight, are you?
No, I'm not actually, but I'll give it my best shot, you know.
I think this is going to be human drama, as was humane.
And finally, he's the winner of both last year's Royal Rumble and WrestleMania quiz. Please welcome Tinder Mahal himself.
Fair play to you, and you know what, I'm in the mood to do a Stone Cold Steve Austin style victory here.
Why have we never thought of that before now?
Why has
it taken nearly 2 years?
There was an intro I just remembered I did before, it says, he can't eat Kinder, he's always on Tinder and he loves Kinder. Tinder Mahal, I've never thought of that.
Anyway, long story short, I'm doing a Stone Cold Steve Austin and winning back-to-back Rumble quizzes this time round.
Are you going to beat your wife?
He actually needs a wife first.
Anyway, if we could
say I'm there.
Why don't we just go to round one?
Yes.
Please. Please. I can already hear the lawyers calling.
Introducing round one.
Right. Round one is simply called an introduction. I'm trying to find some easy questions to just eases into this.
Give some of us a chance.
Give some of us a chance. So question one, and I just need a number here. How many men have won the Royal Rumble from the number 30? How many men have won the Royal Rumble from the number 30?
Stumped. Are they either very confident?
They're just concentrating very, very hard.
See, these are the moments where people that don't know will just go, I'll get a wee guess. The people that think they do know go, oh Christ, I forgot about da da da.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Why is there my fear in da 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 da?
So I don't make sense.
Oh, so I'm going to guess there's more than what I've guessed.
Well, we just had a message in from Sarah Grieve and it says, good luck today, guys, with a love heart. So, yeah, she says good luck. Probably the nicest thing that's going to be said all night.
She's put a pound on me, so no pressure.
Has she put a pound? Did she never informed me, so she's got a charlatan booking her.
That's a mug's bet.
I know.
Just like Steven.
Steven. Anyway, question two. And again, just a number here. How many times has the WWE title changed hands at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view?
At the pay-per-view?
At the pay-per-view.
Not that's not supposed to be about the actual Royal Rumble.
That's a good question.
I can see people doing
the title.
Yes, it looks like that.
Shut up.
I managed to hide that.
Right. Guess.
Question three. Which former United States champion eliminated both Mark Henry and The Big Show at the same time in the 2010 Royal Rumble? So he's a former United States champion. And he eliminated Big Show and Mark Henry at the same time.
2010.
Didn't even watch wrestling back then.
A message in from the big dog, Alan McLucas. He says Nathan Fisher is just a heel that you have to love.
Thank you, Alan. The nicest thing he's probably ever said about me, so.
I thought I'll throw that in.
We've got Quacko on the phones.
Yeah, hit us up. Well, this isn't live, but it's still hit us up.
Oh, right, we all got an answer there?
Not a right one.
Never know. Number four, which Grand Slam champion was eliminated by Hornswoggle in the 2008 Royal Rumble? Which Grand Slam champion was eliminated by Hornswoggle in the 2008 Royal Rumble?
David Stump.
Pure
no, no,
I don't know it.
Oh, he knows it. Fuck. See, the first two questions were number based, so like you've got any chance now.
Yeah.
I don't need the people, I just need the numbers.
I think my odds are going to dramatically change.
Can you repeat the question?
What question?
That one.
Number four?
Yeah.
Which Grand Slam champion was eliminated by Hornswoggle in the 2008 Royal Rumble? So Hornswoggle eliminated someone who's won.
Small fella wore the green.
That's 6 years before you even started watching this one.
He used to be called the little bastard.
Who's a Grand Slam champion that you know?
Just think of someone that's worth it. And they...
What?
I tell you what, I'm pretty sure it's not, but if you put Andy Murray and it's right, I'll give you the quiz.
Right, yeah, I'll just take the title, bro.
Put Judy Murray and I'll give you the quiz.
Right, okay then. That is on record, everyone.
It's also alright. Anyway, question number five. Since the original brand extension in 2002, how many men have won the Royal Rumble and then won the WWE Championship at WrestleMania? So we are looking for people who won the Royal Rumble, fought for the WWE Championship, and won it.
And this is the easy part of the quiz.
Yeah, because you just need a number. There's
How many men? I don't need to know what trend.
Okay, you don't need to know what men, you just need to know what a number.
Right. Just in case you don't know, Ross is a prick. So he will, I mean, he's not even denying it, so that, yeah, this is easy to
have. Look at him counting the faces there.
So, I have a question.
It's usually me that gives the question. Okay.
No, it's a question about a question. So, This is gonna be such a stupid question. A Grand Slam? Is that someone that's held
a Grand Slam? So they have won Tag Team US, Intercontinental, and the one of the world titles. So they've won the Intercontinental, the United States, a world title, and a tag team title.
The amount of guesswork that's went into this round.
So, have we all got answers, or does anybody need another question read out?
No,
I've
got answers.
No, I think we're okay. Set of questions, really?
See question four, what year was it, just to double check?
Sorry, is it
2008 for Ryan Askin, Grand Slam champion eliminated by Hornswoggle. Sorry, Dave Brookson.
Last one. So, the number of times the Royal Rumble winner has gone to Mania and won the WWE Championship.
Yeah, he's picked the WWE title.
Right.
So, we're not looking for Universal or
fine,
titles.
Yeah.
Just dubbed him.
Yeah, I think I've got it.
That's including when they briefly stopped the brand extension and then went
back. Yes, when it's just the WWE. I don't think I can explain that any clearer. The WWE Championship. The belt currently held by Brock Lesnar.
Had they already been Grand Slam winners by the time they got eliminated?
I did this. Oh,
hang on. No, that's.
I can't tell you that much.
Okay.
Just a baby yes.
I did.
They're still, right, I'll give you a clue, they're still on the roster.
Yeah.
Oh, you just gave away.
Clearly didn't. Anyway, would we like to know the answers?
Yes. Yeah.
Shall we swap?
No.
Yes. Swap with everyone to your... I don't know, swap with yourselves, you're the big boys in your system. Right.
Oh.
Anyway.
What was that?
That's what I was telling myself.
Oh, I think I got these all wrong.
Round one, question one. I asked you how many men have won the Royal Rumble from the number 30 spot. They are Undertaker, John Cena, and Triple H. That's three men.
Yes.
Three.
Of course.
It's all about the game.
It wasn't a lure if Triple H had came in on that.
I was unsure.
So, question two, I asked how many times has the WWE title changed hands at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view? It's 9.
Yeah! Fuck, spot on.
One away. Oh shit.
Right, put
that
right
there.
So
the
9
were.
The 9 were Sergeant Slaughter, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, The Rock, John Cena, Edge, The Rock, Triple H, and John Cena.
I forgot about
that. That was a complete guess, by the way.
I forgot. Yeah,
so it was.
I put 9, scored a different number, then scored that, put 9 again, so.
Did you put 9?
He did.
Yeah, put 9.
Oh, well, you got it right
there. I'm just saying that.
Right. Question number three. I asked what United States champion eliminated Big Show and Mark Henry. Can I ask some of the answers, Andrew? Who did?
Stephen
put Big Show despite Big Show.
Well, I don't want to be Big Show. What?
Big Show and I said Big Show and Mark Henry.
Oh, I didn't listen.
He got confused. He thought you said Alan Jones.
Right, Stephen, who did Andrew put?
A more logical answer of Bobby Lashley.
I can't remember.
Ryan, who did Daniel put?
Daniel put MVP.
Who did you put?
Ryan put Cesaro.
David.
Nathan said John Cena.
But who did David say?
MVP.
Scott.
Brock Lesnar.
He's not one of you to stay over. It's a good guess. What did Scott say?
R-Truth.
Archer's the right answer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course Scott would get that one right.
Three for three.
Haters gonna hate. Spot boy, Archrizzle.
The person who actually was the United States champion at the time is the answer to question four. The Grand Slam champion who was eliminated by Hornswoggle was The Miz.
Yes!
So who had that?
Scott.
Yep. Scott, David.
I don't know, something.
Who did have The Miz? Stacey, yeah, who did you put?
Kofi Kingston.
He is a Grand Slam champion.
I did put him at first, but then I remembered he hadn't been on TV yet, I don't think, at that point.
So, question five, I asked, how many men have won the Royal Rumble and then the WWE title at WrestleMania since 2002? So the answers were 2003, Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
2013, John Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 2017, Randy. Randy.
Yes! I fucking got that right! Yes!
Damn it! So we look as if we've got a couple of bracket busters here.
Of course.
We might score at the bottom or something.
What'd you get?
Okay.
Alright.
I think
that
went quite well.
I think
we
know
it's going. Right, yeah, so let's just start with Andrew and go around the room. Just say your name and read out your score. Andrew?
I got two, and my name's Dr. Mantis Toboggan MD.
Mr. MD there. Stephen, how many did you get?
I got two as well.
Ryan?
Two.
Daniel?
My name is Esteban, and I got three.
Ooh. David?
I am Captain Dave, and I got four.
Ooh. Nathan?
I got one.
I am Jack Picard, and I got five.
Of course you got five!
Anyway.
I think this will be no surprise to anyone. I got zero.
Oh.
It's a fairy tale story. You did want to see it. Someone who went to round five last year, she won the ICW quiz, but unfortunately this year, first eliminated, is Stacey Smith.
Oh. Fix!
Stacey Smith has been eliminated.
Five out of five.
Sorry.
Those were some so Ross is doing a quiz that his brother has got five in the first round.
Listen, you won a handicap quiz at the SummerSlam quiz, alright? You've had your moment.
Excuse me, that. Ah, I'm not kidding.
To call the 24/7, 4/8/9/9/11/8/7/10/5, I don't know whatever the hell is calling that title now.
There's a conspiracy!
Oh, don't start that crap again.
You do realise it's not a cumulative scores. You could get nothing in this round and go out.
You could.
It's true or false.
I agree.
Oh, no.
Right, guys, this...
It's...
Yeah. Fire away. So it's 50-50, the chance of the answers here, guys. So, round two, true or false. Question one. True or false, Razor Ramon has never been in a Royal Rumble match. So has Razor Ramon never been in a Royal Rumble match?
Is this including fake Razor Ramon?
This is including Scott Hall Razor Ramon. Man who's Scott Hall, simply Scott, not.
No, I was just going to say, that would have been a clever trick question.
Yes. Hey yo, sorry I'll fall for that. I was on the cocktails thing.
Hey yo.
Question number two, true or false? AJ Styles has competed for the WWE Championship at every Royal pay-per-view since joining WWE in 2016. So, since 2016, AJ Styles has competed at every pay-per-view, at every Royal Rumble pay-per-view for the WWE Championship, true or false?
Is this an appropriate time to talk about your John Morrison and AJ Styles best hair debate?
Yeah, John Morrison by a country.
Oh, right, John Morrison.
No, it wasn't me that asked it.
Was that not?
No, Sarah, but Alan did say Morrison was only just.
I see before. No, you were the first one to answer.
I was the first one to answer. I was right in there.
Yeah, it was definitely.
We've been having weird debates this past 2 weeks.
And if you would like to get in the debate, peace and jam or jam sandwich?
No, no, it's
now. At Superlix
or Twitch. Don't start that again.
It's now rolling chips or chip roll.
Rolling chips.
Rolling chips.
Chip roll. Or chip
roll. Chip roll.
Yeah, chip roll.
Leave.
Did you get that chip roll at the roll chips?
Anyway. Question three, true or false, Kevin Nash has never appeared as the Diesel character in a Royal Rumble. So Kevin Nash has never appeared as the Diesel character in a Royal Rumble, true or false?
I like this round much better than
that.
So you say that now, if it turns out you get every question wrong, you'll be like, I hate this round.
No, I hated this round last time, I nearly went out because of it.
Hopefully you do this time.
To David, damn it. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I slaughtered the man who called me a conspirator.
David, you've got so much hate. It's like, there's so much hate.
Embrace the hate.
I know, so much hate on you.
Scott and Dave are like the favourites in this, and they're like Randy Orton and John Cena, like 2010. It's just like, someone else!
Everyone's more of them winning.
Daniel, I wouldn't get comfortable in that pair. See about three quiz wins, I'll be like, or someone other than him.
I know this time last year we were sympathetic to Scott. Now it's
Scott was Royal Rumble 2014 Roman Reigns, where we thought it'd be nice if he wins. Scott this year's 2015 Roman Reigns. Good God, no. Question 4. True or false? Kurt Angle has never lost a world title match at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. Kurt Angle has never lost a world title match at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. True or false?
Is that both world titles?
It's just world titles in general, so just a clean sweep.
What was that one again? True or false?
True or false, Kurt Angle has never lost a world title match at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. I meant to ask, on your trip to NXT TakeOver Blackpool, quite good. Did you run this by them or were you two?
Yes, I did, and it stumped. Round one stumped them. Round two.
I know the feeling.
They did get some of them though. They did get some of them, yeah. Alan actually did well, so I'm beginning to think that it's the pressure of the lights and the haters that kind of gets him.
It's Scott's cold dead eyes, because Scott's on every quiz with them. Yeah. It's just the cold dead eyes.
It's a cold aura of the crowd.
I do not fear you. Fear is after the dark side.
Last question of the true or false round. True or false, the 2019 Women's Royal Rumble went longer than the 2019's Men's Royal Rumble.
You bastard.
Steady in the corner there. Just to let the viewers know, there will be a few explicits you'll hear in the background.
It's too late for that disclaimer.
The statement was the women's match went longer than the men's.
Yes, true or false, the women's went longer than the men's.
Definitely knew the answer to that one.
She definitely did.
Should we quickly go over question one?
Does anyone need any other questions? So you need question one. So question one is, true or false, Scott Hall, Razor Ramon has never been in a Royal Rumble match. So Scott Hall, Razor Ramon has never been in a Royal Rumble match. True or false?
I've answered that, I'm just double checking.
Does anyone else need another question asked, or are we good to move on?
Let's chips or chunk roll.
Rolling chips.
Right.
Because it rolls off the tongue, because it's rolling.
Exactly. Rolling chips.
Yeah. I suppose when you put it like that.
What do you mean, supposing we put it like that? It's always the right way.
See, it's where the N goes, because we don't say. So if it's two condiments, say cheese and ham, you'd say a cheese and ham sandwich. But then you don't say cheese sandwich, you say piece and cheese. It's for the n.
Let's not get
this.
It rattles off the tongue. Look, it's an n.
We suddenly become eat, sleep, cook, and repeat.
I'm Paul Hollywood Hulk Hogan. No, welcome, brother.
Today's recipe is an idiot sandwich. David Hockney.
This debate may go longer than the women's and men's rumbles combined.
Yes. So, round two.
Yep.
I asked, have we all swapped papers?
Yes.
So, I asked you, true or false, Scott Hall's Razor Ramon has never appeared in a Royal Rumble match. That was true.
Yes!
Razor Ramon appeared at 4 Royal Rumble pay-per-views, however, he was in the WWF title match with Bret Hart, and he was in the Intercontinental title match with IRS, Jeff Jarrett, and Goldust from 94 to 96. There you go.
The IRS one does.
Stacey, did you get
age
that?
Well.
No.
Stacey's playing for fun at home, if you're listening.
But
and someone will be joining
in the studio.
Question two, I asked you, AJ Styles has competed for the WWE title at every Royal Rumble pay-per-view he's competed at. That was true.
Yes.
In 2016, he was in the title Royal Rumble.
You said that on the show, David.
I did, yeah.
In 2017, he fought John Cena. In 2018, he fought Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. And this past year, 2019, he fought Daniel Bryan.
See, that question is the perfect example why you listen to the back catalogue.
Yep.
Finally, I got a question.
Then we learned.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't listen to the back catalogue for this. I googled the past Rumble pay-per-views. So, question three, I asked, Kevin Nash has never appeared as the Diesel character in a Royal Rumble.
False.
Yes.
He appeared in the 94, the 96, and the 2011 Royal Rumble as Diesel. So this is the one I think is going to stump people. Kurt Angle is undefeated in Royal Rumble title matches. is false.
Yes.
Oh, Kurt Angle's title record is 3-1. In 2001, he defeated Triple H. 2003, he defeated Chris Benoit. 2006, he defeated Mark Henry. However, 2005, he lost to JBL in a triple threat.
Ah, yeah, I forgot about the triple threat. Damn it.
So, question 5.
I should have left it.
Sorry. Question.
Go together.
Those are the most sarcastic swear ever.
To be fair, though, I did write false first.
I know, so did I actually. Then I thought.
I had a feeling it was just JBL and Booker in that match at 2005. I didn't realise Angle was in it.
Booker fought my Survivor Series.
Yeah.
So, question 5. I asked you true or false, the Women's Royal Rumble went longer than the men's. It was true.
Yes.
Can't do it.
Stacey Smith delivers.
You are very welcome.
Stacey told me that before the show.
The Women's Royal Rumble match. Silence in the classroom. The Women's Royal Rumble match went 1 hour and 12 minutes. However, the men's went 57 minutes and 35 seconds. So if we could tally up the scores, get your own score back.
Fuck.
Get your own score back and then give me your results. So, Andrew Mitchell, how many did you get?
I got 4.
Stephen Robson, how many?
I also got 4.
Okay, calm down. Ryan, how many did you get?
I also got 4.
Daniel, how many did you get?
I got 3.
David?
I got 5.
Oh.
Nathan?
Got 1.
Oh.
I got 3.
Oh. Oh.
Scott narrowly avoiding the clutches there. Scott looked panicked.
I know, I saw it. Oh.
Stacey, how many did you get?
I got 2.
Colour me impressed. Anyway, that unfortunately means Quacky Wadgie, over to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Fisher has been eliminated.
I've had a lovely time.
And that makes you the real winner. But in the real world, you're second last. Anyway, round 3. We're calling this second time around. This is about the second ever Women's Royal Rumble.
Okay.
So, question 1 of round 3. Who had the most eliminations in the 2019 Women's Royal Rumble? Which superstar had the most eliminations in the 2019 Women's Royal Rumble? Nathan, feel free to play for a
bit. Oh, I won't lie. Yeah, point them out now, they're not playing. Yeah. You get a Mizzy award, at least you tried.
Is that what you go on your date?
How much can I swear on this show?
Not a lot, moving on. So a record was broken. Question 2. A record was broken in this year's Royal Rumble for the fastest elimination in the Women's Royal Rumble match in 8 seconds. Who was eliminated in 8 seconds?
Look at them all trying to remember.
Don't play off him, because if his reaction changes, your answer changes.
He's out now, so...
Yeah, but if he slips...
No, I knew, that's like I knew the answer.
What? You said you never studied.
Anyway.
Looking at Wikipedia.
Question 3, this should be an easy one. Who was number 30 in the Women's Royal Rumble this year? Who was number 30 in the Women's Royal Rumble this year?
Last year.
Well, last year. I put 2019 on all my documents and all the holiday. Scrolling around.
Is number
30. So 2019's Royal Rumble, last year's Quackers just informed me, what a world we live in. Who is number 30?
I know.
Time
happens.
Time what?
What's
that?
I know.
Social construct.
I know.
Question 4. Who was the first woman eliminated?
Oh,
eliminated. Question 4. Who was the first woman eliminated in 2019, last year's Women's Royal Rumble?
You're
going
to be saying that all the time, last year's. Sorry, I thought I'll just...
just pink noises.
So, are we all good so far? Has anybody missed out a question so far?
Nope.
So, last question of the round, number 5. How many brands were represented at the 2019 Women's Royal Rumble? So, how many brands? We just need the number, we don't need the name of the brands. Just a number. How many brands were represented in the 2019 Women's Royal Rumble?
This free agent account.
Free agent is not a brand, it's a status.
Okay.
That's a wrong question.
Tap out Nike. Puma.
CrossFit.
Nah, they're shite. Yeah, that'll do it, yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Obviously, Adidas is the best.
Yep.
Come and sponsor us, please. Or sponsor me, I should say.
No, sponsor. You're well, then. New Adidas ring announcer suit.
Oh, one can dream. One can dream.
Right, so has everybody got something for each question? Does nobody need any other questions right now?
No.
Could I just say Renfrew should have called Renfrew Stripes? Just say.
Question three. Sorry, round three. Three stripes.
Thank you.
Question one.
Swap.
Scott.
Oh, yeah. They were
so efficient up till now.
Stacey, outreach there is that thing that is such a
to be fair, some of the answers she's wrote down, I don't know why she's so frustrated, as you'll find out soon.
No, my bad, I was not in the one as well. Anyway, round three, question one. I asked you who had the most eliminations in this year's Royal Rumble. Andrew, what did Stephen put?
Charlotte Flair.
What did Andrew put, Stephen?
Charlotte Flair.
Ryan, what did Daniel put?
Charlotte Flair.
Daniel, same question to you.
Charlotte.
Well, Nathan guessed Nia Jax.
Okay. Who did David put?
Charlotte Flair.
Scott, what did Stacey put as a guess?
Charlotte.
Stacey, what did Scott put?
Charlotte.
Well, Stacey is right because with eliminating Carmella, Xia Li, Tamina and Lacey Evans, Charlotte had four eliminations more than any other woman. So I asked you, question two, who had an unfortunate Rumble record after being eliminated in 8 seconds. So let's just get a shout at some of the answers. Stacey, what did Scott put?
Liv Morgan.
She
I
put
can see you giggling. Scott, who did Stacey put?
A woman.
Are we off
on the legs?
Nathan, what did David put?
Liv Morgan.
Who did Nathan guess?
Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan.
Well, it's Liv Morgan. 8 seconds, she was eliminated. Can I just ask, did we all put Carmella for number 30?
No, Nathan did not.
Nathan, right, Nathan's out, so it doesn't really matter. Who did Nathan put just out of?
Becky Lynch.
Who did you put?
She was 28.
Nikki Bella.
I've got Becky.
Who didn't have Carmella?
Me.
I didn't watch them actually.
Who did they put?
Put Becky Lynch.
Who did you?
I put Becky. I didn't put Carmella, but I put
Becky.
Becky
was the last woman out, but technically she took number 28,
so she is
number 28. Mm, Carmella is the correct answer, number 30, she won the Mixed Match Challenge alongside R-Truth. R-Truth getting a lot of love on this quiz,
Well, he was about 10 for then Nia Jax, Nia Jaxton.
So, question four, who was first eliminated? Can I get some of the answers? What did Stephen put?
Mandy Rose.
What an asshole. Stephen, what did Andrew put?
Mandy Rose.
Asshole as well.
Everyone's
who didn't put Mandy Rose?
Everybody else.
Dana Brooke.
Who?
Ryan put Alicia Fox.
Oh. Nathan said Mickie James.
What did David say?
Liv Morgan.
Scott, what did Stacey say?
Nia Jax.
What did you
Scott
say?
Scott said Liv Morgan.
Scott and David are correct. Liv Morgan was also first eliminated. I had a trick question.
I thought surely it's not 2-1 answer.
Yeah.
You're far wrong. So question five asked, how many brands were represented? Not Nike, Tap Out and Adidas. Brands, WWE brands. Five brands were represented in the 2019 Royal Rumble.
Five?
12 from Raw, 9 from SmackDown, 5 from NXT, Rhea Ripley as the sole NXT UK, and 205 Lives, Maria Kanellis.
Oh, what? Come on!
That's not a brand. 205
Lives.
That's not a brand.
It's not a brand.
No, it's a show.
Yeah, it's no longer a brand. It's part. Listen,
consisting of Raw Cruiserweights.
Yes, but they no longer appear on Raw. They're just. Yes. And since then, since this quiz, 205 Live is now NXT. Back then, 205 Live was its own
show. I've seen this on Wikipedia.
And Maria Kanellis, when you look up on Wikipedia, has a big purple bar next to her name. Also, just so you know, I did put in the notes, as I said to Andrew, Nikki Cross and Lacey Evans did not represent a brand and were classed as free agents, which is a status, not a brand.
In other words, Ross would like to tell you all to piss right off.
Exactly.
I I thought I'm representing. Did I do a good job?
You actually did a very good job. Thank you very much. Did anyone actually have five?
No.
Did no one get that?
No.
There you go. That's the point of the quiz. You're not meant to get the questions. Anyway, if we could. If we could read our scrolls, so what did you get?
I had two out of five.
What did you have, Stephen?
I had three. I had two.
Daniel?
Three.
Four?
I had four.
And just for fun, what did you have, Nathan and Stacey?
I had one.
I had one and a half.
Who were the people that got two?
Oh.
Did you get two, Daniel? Did you get three?
Three. Daniel had three.
Both on the
so eight. We have a tiebreaker.
Oh. Oh. It's a Ryan and Andy that got two.
Ryan and Andy got two. Could we all just go around the room once more, just for Quacko, starting with Andrew?
Two.
Stephen?
Three.
Ryan?
Two.
Daniel?
Three.
David?
Four.
Scott?
Four.
Okay, so it's between Ryan and Andy. They are on a tiebreaker because they both have a cumulative score of 8 points.
Right, well.
Sorry.
Just before we get to round four, just write it at the top of your round four paper, right? And it's closest wins, okay? I was hoping David would get this question and see him have a four-four style breakdown. And the 2018 Royal Rumble. What number was Adam Cole?
Baby!
So, what number was Adam Cole?
You had one job, David. Just not.
Alright, give me the.
So, Ryan, could you show Daniel your answer and tell us? Daniel, tell us what Ryan had.
Ryan has put down 10.
10. What has Andrew put, Stephen?
Andrew has put 13.
These are both quite a bit off. 23, however.
You're closer.
Ryan was 13 away and Andrew was only 10 away. Andrew is safe and Quacko, over to you.
Ryan Wilson has been eliminated.
Ryan, you've done better than you thought.
That's true. Yeah.
You defied the Mickey's odds, yeah.
You defied the Mickey's odds, yes.
Lucky is over there.
David Campbell will listen to this and just be like, did you see that?
Nathan is the only anomaly to my odds, so that's quite good odd making from Quacko Archie's bookies.
So far we have had Stacey Smith, Nathan Fisher and Ryan Wilson eliminated. Who will join them? Well, it'll be two people joining them in the next round because round four is called This Time Last Year. You get so into this, I love it. Round four is called This Time Last Year, and it's all about last year's Men's Royal Rumble.
Ooh. Okay.
And the bottom two will be eliminated, so there will be no tiebreaker if there's a tie for last place.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it now. Oh, boy, a good one.
I don't know, mate. You might get this all right.
So, round four, question one. What number was WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle in his final Royal Rumble match? Ooh. What number was WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle in his final Royal Rumble match? And try to get close because if there is a tiebreaker, this might be the question.
Mm. The anticipation. Everybody's just.
If he's hated the brand right questions, there's two coming up.
I like how they really tried to pick you apart for that one.
Mm-hmm. Look, she was on 205 Live.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not wrong.
Shut but you up. All will. We all got an answer for question one?
Yeah.
Just everyone just suddenly grabbed pitchforks and Ross was like, put them down.
Question two.
I was not arguing with Ross about that.
No.
And it was very much appreciated.
Thank you.
Although in fairness, Quacko was the only one that stood up for me. You're on the wrong side of history. Moving on. Question two. Johnny Gargano and Aleister Black both made their Royal Rumble debut in 2019. They each eliminated a former WWE champion. I need both names. So I need two names, former WWE champions. Who did Johnny Gargano eliminate? That's name number one. And who did Aleister Black eliminate? Name number two. You need both names, for 1 point.
Oh,
there is
rubbish.
No double points in this round. Did you just say that's cheating?
No, that's rubbish.
Or did you say that's cheating? Like, I make the rules, I mean.
Okay.
I've just had a message in from David Campbell. Good luck to everyone taking part. Was my favourite show last year.
Thank you very much, David. So, we all got an answer for question two.
He's also asked who is winning.
Text him who's falling.
Well,
text him, just text him saying, who do you think?
Yeah.
Can I say who's got the most cumulative score? So the most cumulative score at the moment is David Hockney with 13 points.
I did not see that coming.
Scott is trailing on 12.
Shock. So question three. Nia Jax took the spot of R-Truth. There's a lot of R-Truth. I don't know why it's happening. Nia Jax took the spot of R-Truth in the 2019 Men's Royal Rumble. But who eliminated Nia Jax? So who got Nia Jax up and over the top of them? You alright there, David?
No.
You need a strepsil? Or a lozenge? You got a locket?
This isn't like most questions.
God damn it.
Oh, there's going to be two they're going to absolutely hate here. Two questions, right?
I already hate you, so.
Right, now, bear in mind, guys, you only need a number here for the next two questions, okay? Question four. How many former Royal Rumble winners took part in the 2019 Men's Royal Rumble? So how many? So, just to give you a wee clue, Seth Rollins is not a former Royal Rumble winner. He won the Royal Rumble, but he's not included. So how many former Royal Rumble winners took part in the 2019 Men's Royal Rumble?
So glad I'm already at this quiz.
Oh, sorry. Just the nerves are getting a bit out of my house now.
The ultimate Andrew.
Parkinson's.
Stevie's just had a brain freeze there.
I'm deep in thought.
So you don't need the names, you just need a number. So we all got a number?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stephen, you good to go?
Yes. Stop thinking as I let you talk.
Let's so, get ready, ready, let's get ready, ready, let's get ready to rumble. You just rock the back, you just rock the back, you just rock the back.
Psych!
Sorry.
Question five.
Let's get ready to rumble.
How many champions took part in the 2019 Men's Royal Rumble? So how many people at the time of the 2019 Royal Rumble were competing in that match while holding a title? Just a number, how many champions took part in the 2019 Men's Royal Rumble? You alright there?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just trying to psych them all out, you know.
So you hypnotise a chicken, are you? So you've got a good count.
Well, it only worked on the Quizmaster, so it didn't quite work.
You know, oh. Fucking the eyes.
The eyes, the custard eyes. Right, we're good? Can we swap?
No,
not yet.
Good old Mr. Wilson.
Do you still think it's good?
Uh-huh.
Right, I will set a timer for 60 seconds and answer or not, count down. Now 45 seconds because I took that.
The countdown clock should be reserved for Taking Smack shows only.
Alright, well.
Yeah.
Taking Smack, currently on ESSR Extra. Ryan, you've been eliminated, you've got some free time. Would you like to tell us about Talking Smack?
Yeah, we talked for about 15 minutes with the SmackDown, spent the rest of the time just talking about everything else.
just for context, who is we? Who's the other host?
Oh, it's Ryan Gallagher. Who's...
So, for those of you that have listened to Ryan Gallagher's show, that should be no surprise.
Aye.
It's a better Ryan.
He derails the show. And I try and get it back on track.
Well, there you go, that's answered Clark's question. You've shown up on a Wednesday. Ryan evaporates on Wednesdays, I don't know where he goes.
It just doesn't do anything, it's just lazy.
Get Ryan on a show the slack. Over the phone is easy. Get them in the studio is a Herculean task.
It's almost impossible.
Right, guys.
I can't even get him to record talking smack on a Saturday.
Jesus. And he's off.
He's just like, I can't be arsed, mate. I'm hungover.
Don't you work? You work with him as well, so you know his shifts.
Yeah, aye. But man, he's just impossible to get a hold of.
And as we're talking smack about Ryan Gallagher, you can listen to Talking Smack on SSR Extra.
And give us your top five strap-on right. list. Listen to the show and that'll make sense.
Okay. What the hell did I moving swiftly on.
Just what top five divas would you let do you a strap on? That's just the next question. Think about it, write it down in the back.
He's not here this year.
The views expressed by Ryan Wilson do not reflect those of Eat Sleep Soup Extra Tweet.
Well, I'll give you a free get.
Moving swiftly on. Round four. Have we all got an answer for everything? Have we all got guys?
Do we switch still? Yes.
Yeah.
And I still trust Ryan to mark it, even though he's been eliminated. So.
I will.
Round four. Question one. I asked what number was Kurt Angle in the 2019 Men's Royal Rumble. Nathan, what did David have?
Four.
Stacey, what did Scott have?
Four.
What did Daniel have, Brian?
Nine.
Stephen, what did Andrew have?
Four.
And what did Stephen have?
Four.
Four is the correct answer.
Yes.
How do you all remember that?
Are you because I already came in after Nakamura and Nakamura was not.
Are you three or four?
Yeah. It's your call.
He only lasted about 2 minutes. So.
Yeah, he didn't last long at all.
That's nice.
Yeah,
it could be a four.
It's just because Nakamura was number three and Angle came straight after him.
Anyway, question two. I asked you what two superstars were eliminated by Johnny Gargano and Aleister Black. I'm quite interested to hear, even though she's not in the quiz. Scott, what did Stacey put?
Randy Orton and John
Cena. Well, Randy Orton
wasn't in the match. Randy Orton was in the match, John Cena wasn't.
I just guessed two wrestlers.
Stacey, who did Scott put?
Jinder Mahal and Dean Ambrose.
Nathan, did David have those same wrestlers?
Yeah, Jinder Mahal and Kofi Kingston.
Oh. David, who did Nathan put?
He just put Jinder Mahal and
JBL.
No, he wasn't in it. He wasn't even in the kickoff. Daniel, what did you have? Sorry, Ryan, tell us what Daniel had.
Jinder and Dean Ambrose.
Daniel, what did Ryan put?
Same, Jinder and Dean Ambrose.
And Stephen and Andy, do you have the same?
Yeah, Jinder and Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose.
It's Jinder and Dean Ambrose. Yeah. You need both names to get the 1 point. So both names, 1 point.
Oh, yeah. Don't see Jinder Mahal confused, you know?
It was either Kofi or Dean, but I picked Kofi, but just guessed.
Kofi wasn't in for like another 40 minutes after Jinder Mahal eliminated.
I knew it was Black that eliminated Kofi. Or Ambrose, rather.
Just get confused.
Excuse me!
Gargano eliminated Jinder, that's what I do.
Just keep going, come on. Let's
anyway,
question three. You got the question wrong, David, move on.
Question three. Rey Mysterio was the person that... Yeah! Nia Jax. David, that's a damn it there.
You get confused with this because you're playing RKO, don't you?
Yeah.
Ah!
Who's that jumping up the sky? R-E-Y, Mysterio.
Another wrestler bracket.
Here we go. Booyaka, booyaka!
Off a point for 6 points.
Come on, nice!
Right, Stacey, just put up the... did Scott get Rey Mysterio?
Yes.
Nathan, did David get Rey Mysterio?
No, he had Randy Orton.
Ryan, did Daniel get Rey Mysterio?
No, Randy Orton.
Arsehole!
And the Jews all have Rey Mysterio.
6-1, yeah. Nine.
6-1,
nine.
Ray.
Ray.
Ray, Ray.
Right.
So, Ray Mysterio.
David,
could
be
out. Calm ourselves, guys. So I asked you, how many former Royal Rumble winners took part in the 2019 Men's Royal Rumble match? So what did Stephen put, Andrew?
Three.
Three.
Four.
Ryan, what did Daniel put?
Two.
Nathan, what did David put?
Two.
Stacey, what did Scott put?
Four.
It is four.
Whoa!
We have 2018 winner Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
The greatest Royal Rumble winner, Braun Strowman.
Come on!
The greatest Royal Rumble is part of the WWE
it's
canon.
It's the same Royal Rumble.
Yeah. I was looking for
that. No.
2009 and 2017 double winner, Randy Orton won. What?
He goes, I forgot about Rey Mysterio.
Stephen, I do apologise. We talked about Alan not being able to handle the pressure here. I just think you go somewhere else. Do you go where Ryan goes or anything?
Scott's punished
as he broke.
Oh, so, Jesus Christ.
I'm still doing really well in this room.
Anyway.
That was really funny.
Question four. How many champions took part in the 2019 Men's Royal Rumble? Stephen, what did you have?
I had four.
What did you have, Andrew?
Eight.
Jesus Christ. What did Daniel have, Brian?
Three.
What did David have,
Nathan? Three.
What did Scott have?
Four.
It was... So we've just got to read the champions out one by one.
I know there's a trick one that people
are going to be, yeah.
There is the United States champion, Shinsuke Nakamura. Mm-hmm. There was the Intercontinental champion, Bobby Lashley. There was the United Kingdom champion, Pete Dunne. And to round it off to four, North American champion, Johnny Gargano.
Yeah. UK champion, I missed.
Four out of four.
So, guys, could we tally up the scores and could, just to keep it open, does Nathan stay safe?
Why is it going to be 4 out of 4?
What did Scott get?
Scott got 5 out of 5.
So, 5 out of 5.
Fair damn!
What did David get, Nathan Fisher?
One.
Hold on.
Ryan, what did Daniel get?
One.
Ah.
And is Andrew and Stephen, what did you get?
Four.
Both got four. Which means in a bracket buster.
Can I break that nice one?
You can do Mr. Campbell. I'm a special one.
Daniel Campbell has been eliminated.
Last year's winner, David Hockney, has been eliminated. Stacey, just a wee quick round. What did you get?
I got half a point.
However,
yeah.
Nathan, Daniel, Stacey, David, Ryan. Don't look too down, as round five is called the comeback round, where our final three, Andrew, Stephen, and Scott, will be allowed a break, and you five can compete to get eliminated into this round.
I fucking
So there is a chance you could. That's why I used the eliminated baby new, because I'm not winning this. He done it last year.
Well, that's favouritism.
I still technically beat Hockney. That's something.
Yeah, there you go. The champion can still come back.
So we have the champion of a galaxy far, far away. We have last year's Royal Rumble winner. We have the Fury of Five. We have the Total Diva, and we have the Better Ryan. All to come in the second half. But first, a wee taste of our ESSR Extra page. This is Quacku and Sarah's poorly named, should be called Indie Sausage Roll, Scottish wrestling show, Alba Good Graps. Here's a wee clip and a wee teaser. We'll see you in 5.
Woo! My name's Mikey Whiplash, and you are listening to Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet.
Get him on over the top, Rumble style.
Are you ready for the square goal, Parker?
I'm ready for the square goal.
Anything can happen. The winner will be the number one contender for any time they want, any time, any place, for the ICW Heavyweight Championship. It's time to find out who drew number one.
Who drew number one?
Who drew number one?
Are you ready for the square goal?
Believe me, I am ready.
Who's number one?
It's
Grito!
Grito! Yeah.
Mark Coffey. Safe Pro Wrestling, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, we literally just seen them for the pole lodge. They clearly didn't go far.
Nah.
Joe Coffey's back in the ring.
Oh, Joe's back in the ring as well. He's got his crutches.
He's got me. He invented the crutch, not Tommaso Ciampa.
Oh my god.
All right, now someone removes the crutch.
He's not going to be in the square go tonight.
Fucking boo.
I know.
Boo. This man represents everything that is wrong with Scottish wrestling.
Look at the damage to that crutch, Billy.
Look at it.
It has a Grado outline in it.
That's the damage to titanium crutch. You fucking imagine the damage it's done to Grado's leg.
Ow.
Get him. Look at almost.
I know, you can see all the welds like starting up in his leg. You're like, nah.
These injustices. We can't keep seeing these things, Sean. Someone's going to have to step up. Underrated.
Don't look
underrated
at me.
Underrated. I fucking
just
made
you.
Son. Everybody talks about how
I'm not feeling brave tonight.
Had the ICW title for a couple of hours. No, he didn't. Grado, you did not beat me.
beat me again.
Look at Joe Coffey, he's shaking with rage. Look at him.
Not yet, it's raging.
Oof.
Ow.
If you break your legs tonight, then we are even.
Bloody hell.
One, two, you will cost me. One, oh, yeah, Gringo. If you break your legs tonight, then we are even.
I think he's angry.
You think?
Just a bit.
11.
Why did.
Oh, she started back at 11!
I noticed on the screen it started at 12, and I'm like, why the f*** is it starting at 12?
Great.
What? Who starts a countdown at 12?
Until we start at 11.
Number 7, with the first weapon, this is Saqib Ali.
Saqib Ali?
The flying carpet!
Yeah.
What?
What?
It's not. It's a bit racist.
It's not a bit racist, that's completely racist.
Fly a carpet!
Like, it's you can see her in the
carpet.
Oh, he's not going to try and fly on it, is he?
Oh my god!
What the hell? He's at the top of the turnbuckle, and he's just done a frog splash with the carpet.
Billy, I have never seen that before. That might be the most awesome yet racist thing I have ever seen.
It is completely racist.
This is Joe Coffey, the Iron King, and you are listening to Eat Sleep Suplex Retweet. No mercy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Eat Sleep Suplex Retweet.
And welcome back to Eat Sleep Suplex Retweet's second annual Royal Rumble quiz. That was Kwaku and Sarah on Alba Good Grabs. They were doing a watch along of the second, I believe,
yeah.
Square Go.
I said Dobby Square Go, yeah.
And that will be available the 26th of January on ESSR Extra. It's the same day as the Royal Rumble. Plenty of Royal Rumble to fill yourself with. We have this show. Next week, we have Royal Rumble MVPs with a small preview towards this year's Men's and Women's Royal Rumble. We then have a Royal Rumble review, and then the very next week, a Square Go review. That's all in our main feed, but if you head over to ESSR Extra, you'll hear Talking Smack, NXT, Wednesday Night Wars, Four Man Fatal, Retro Reviews, so much more. Now, this is the comeback round. Originally, it was going to be Nathan, Stacey, David, Daniel and Ryan. However, in their jealous attempt to get back into this round, Stacey, David, Daniel and Ryan beat poor Nathan senseless and sent him back to Wraith. S5. They'll be partying in the streets of Wraith. So, this round is called the comeback round. We have three rounds after this, the final four, the final three and the final. This is to get into the final four, guys, and you know what? Seeing as it's called a comeback round, I think I'll come back now and let someone else host us. Hi.
What the hell?
Wait, what
are you doing?
What is it? Who's the question is who's coming in?
Yeah, this is what I'm curious.
I'm scared now.
Okay, so for the listeners listening, Ross has got up and walked out the room.
No, it's okay, Billy.
He's either brought slur.
Go!
Yes, I am Mr. Floppy Ross McLeod. And I am back here to host round 5 of the quiz. Guys, the Royal Rumble's full of surprises, people coming back with new gimmicks, ready to go again. This is the comeback round. Are y'all ready?
We're all ready.
Not anymore.
Andy's ready to hit the window there.
Andy who?
Andy Mitchell, he's ready to hit the window there.
I thought you said Andy Mitchell and Wynn in the same sentence there. I was like, it doesn't quite compute. Anyway, round 5, like we said, is the comeback round, guys. Question 1. Which current member of Bullet Club returned at number 29 in the 2001 Royal Rumble? Current member of the Bullet Club? Quacky, this question seems to have stumped them.
It has really stumped them.
Do you like my new haircut? I got it in the last 30 seconds.
Very fetching.
I managed to dye my hair blonde also.
Yeah. Very fetching.
I also have the singing voice of an angel now, but I'm not going to show that off.
I'll just look at the question myself.
Alright guys, so it was which current member of Bullet Club returned at number 29 in the 2001 Royal Rumble? Well, got an answer?
Yeah. As good as I'll ever be.
Alright.
Can't believe you're actually here right now. Given what we've done last time.
In the name of one person that I know.
See, when you hear that question, you really do think Bullet Club 4444 life.
Question two, guys. Which Hall of Famer returned while running for office in the 2000 Royal Rumble? So which Hall of Famer returned while running for office in the 2000 Royal Rumble? Running for office does not mean try to catch the bus to work. Political office. Ryan, how are you doing?
I will not be
I'm doing
that.
Okay, I think.
I think there's only one.
The first question is totally good. The second question, I think, is
all right. Only one person comes to mind for number two, so.
Yeah.
I think I'm good shout here.
Stacey, who's in your burn book?
Sorry, question one. She wrote current member of Bullet Club, and she wrote a current WWE superstar.
I think it's between us three now.
Right, guys, question three. Which multi-time...
Don't type me out yet!
Which multi-time tag team champion returned from a torn labrum to finish third in the 2014 Royal Rumble? So which multi-time tag team champion returned from a torn labrum to finish third in the 2014 Royal Rumble? Quacky, have you ever torn your labrum?
What's a labrum?
I don't know.
I know exactly what it is. I know who this is.
Were you hoping to say, yeah, I could have walked properly to know what it was? I couldn't turn my neck 300 degrees.
What year was this? 2013?
2014. So which multi-time tag team champion returned from a torn labrum to finish third in the 2014 Royal Rumble?
How do you spell labrum?
It's L-A-B-R-U-M. Labrum.
Labrum.
Could be labrum. I chose to say labrum. Question four.
Because you're from Glasgow Uni.
Question four. This superstar had his first WWE match in over 4.5 years in the 2014 Royal Rumble. Who was it? So this superstar had his first WWE match in over 4.5 years in the 2014 Royal Rumble. Daniel Campbell, how are you?
Massively shiting it right now.
Labrum. Labrum is a piece of...
No, don't give away, yo.
Shut up, David. The labrum is a piece of fibrocartilage rubbery tissue attached to the rim of the shoulder socket. Basically, they have the gubbed shoulder.
Ah, yes, that was lesson time with Kwaku.
can you repeat question four, please?
Yes, it was this superstar had his first WWE match in over 4.5 years in the 2014 Royal Rumble. Who was it?
The champion's going to have to look for the force after this one.
Question five.
Didn't even
question five, guys. All right, for me, Ross McLeod. Which superstar?
My God, for the listeners, we're currently attempting to do this round, and Ross McLeod is currently leaning against the window, and it's very disturbing.
Please ignore my ghost. Question five. Which superstar? Which superstar who had a 700-day title reign, which only ended due to a legit ankle injury, returned in the 2009 Royal Rumble? So which superstar who previously had a 700-day title reign, which only ended due to a legit ankle injury, returned in the 2009 Royal Rumble? Who was it?
When one name comes to mind again.
I'd just like to say that I am the host of the second best show on Suplex Retweet Extra, Ross's Retro Reviews, but you can also check out the best show, Saturday Graph Live, hosted by the stunningly handsome David Campbell and my
David
brother
Campbell.
Scott.
He's such a handsome man.
He is a handsome man.
Yeah. Very handsome.
You know, this is good Star Wars quizzes.
Have you all done?
Anytime David Campbell talks, my boxer shorts move down 1 centimetre.
We'll talk later.
One last time, can you repeat question four?
Question four. This superstar had his first WWE match in over 4.5 years in the 2014 Royal Rumble. All right, guys, I'm going to give you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands down. And we're going to swap. So if Ryan and Daniel could swap, if Mr. David Hockney could swap with Stacey Burnbrook Smith, that'll be wonderful. All right. Are you ready for the answers, guys? It's all to play for, guys. So the first question in round five, which current member of Bullet Club returned at number 29 in the 2001 Royal Rumble? Stacey, what did Dave put?
Taka Michinoku.
What did Stacey put?
Stacey said AJ Styles.
I know at one point he was
Daniel, what did Ryan put?
Ryan said Kenta.
And Ryan, what did Daniel put?
Taka Michinoku.
Guys, it was Haku. It was Haku who returned at 29 in the 2001 Royal Rumble. How dare you all not know that? What an obvious question. I totally would have got.
Can I just say, there's a reason why they're in the comeback round.
No. I knew that Kenan wasn't the answer, but he's the only guy that
I think of. Yeah.
Sorry, don't look at me like that when you put down AJ Styles.
Guys, question two was, which Hall of Famer returned while running for office at the 2000 Royal Rumble? Ryan, what did Daniel put?
Bob Backlund.
Daniel, what did Ryan put?
Jesse Ventura.
David, what did Stacey put?
Kane.
Stacey, what did Dave put?
Jesse Ventura.
Guys, it was Bob Backlund. Oh. It was Bob Backlund who returned while running for a Connecticut seat in Congress on a Republican ticket. He lost, just like all of you have lost already so far. But
I'm
Jesse Ventura.
I'm moral victory here.
Guys, question three in this round was, which multi-time tag team champion returned from a torn labrum, our favourite muscle, to finish third in the 2014 Royal Rumble? Stacey, what did Dave put?
Sheamus.
Dave, what did Stacey put?
Also Sheamus.
Daniel, what did Ryan put?
Jimmy Uso.
Ryan, what did Daniel put?
Sheamus.
It was Sheamus.
Yep.
It was Sheamus finished third. He was eliminated by runner-up Roman Reigns. All right, question four. Who was the first man to... Oh, no. Question four. This superstar had his first WWE match in over 4.5 years in the 2014 Royal Rumble. Ryan, what did Daniel put?
Batista.
Daniel, what did Ryan put?
Jericho.
Dave, what did Stacey put?
Triple H.
Stacey, what did Dave put?
Batista.
Guys, it was JBL. And the character's first Royal Rumble appearance was making his first in-ring appearance since WrestleMania 25. He was also eliminated by Roman.
How does JBL do it after?
Yeah. Guys, the last question in the round. Which superstar who had a 700-day title run, which only ended due to a legit ankle injury, returned in the 2009 Royal Rumble? Stacey, we're going to come for Dave.
Rob Van Dam.
Dave, what does Stacey say?
John Cena.
Daniel, what did Ryan say?
Kofi Kingston.
Ryan, what did Daniel say?
RVD.
It was Rob Van Dam. That was the correct answer for that, guys. And if you could swap back, we are going to get the moment of truth. One of you has only had one foot touch the floor. One of you never entered the Rumble correctly and is getting a second chance. One of you was not hit by a shillelagh.
I love a shillelagh. I've got one in the house.
Love a shillelagh. All right, guys, time to take in your scores. So, Stacey, what did you get?
I got one.
Guys, big round of applause. Stacey Smith. The lover. The wine lover. Dave Hockney, what did you get?
Two.
But will it be enough? That is the question on everyone's lips. Daniel Campbell, what did you get?
Three.
Oh. Ryan.
Well, it's not over yet.
Ryan, what did you get?
I got zero.
Which?
Yay!
Daniel Campbell is back, baby! He did it! And for the next few rounds, guys, I'm going to pass you over to my colleague, David Campbell, taking the seat.
All right.
See you later on.
Can I do that? You gotta be kidding me! Daniel went in a handstand and got himself back into the ring! Oh my god! You actually do a handstand, Daniel?
Against a wall, yeah.
Against the ring, boy.
Junk and like.
Hi, I'm David Campbell, and welcome back to the Royal Rumble Quiz.
You may remember me from such things as Run 5 on the Royal Rumble Quiz. Oh, sorry, did that break kayfabe there?
Hello, I'm Troy McClure, some man, Jim Cornish.
Oh, geez, I'm not going to be able to keep that going, so I think we should just move on to round 6 with our final panellist. That is official Nathan, after being savagely beaten, Stacey Smith, Ryan Wilson and David Hockney have been officially eliminated. There is no more second chances. Stacey, you did well. How do you feel?
Yeah, good.
Ryan,
I'm glad I got at least 1 point.
How did you feel about that round? Was that
very, very disappointed in myself. Why did I say Jimmy Uso?
I gently couldn't
ask myself. I'm not expecting an answer. Just
myself, Stephen, Andrew, and Scott were outside of the studio, looking at people's answers, going, "I think he's got that right. I think he's got it wrong." David, you won the Royal Rumble quiz last year. You won the WrestleMania quiz last year. You were so confident coming into this. What has happened?
Numbers happened. Numbers let me down here.
I personally think. You're right yourself. Moving on.
Maybe I did.
But
I can still participate though.
It will mean nothing, but it's kind of. But in our third last round, we are down to our final four, our fantastic four. We have the Thing. We have the Ginger Tops, Stephen Olsen. We have Mr. Fantastic, Daniel. And I can't see Scott, so. An invisible woman. Well played, Scotty boy.
This is his gender.
Shh. Right. Round six is called Royal Rumble Firsts.
Ooh. Oh, this might be. Let me end, folks.
Right, I will in later rounds get people's, like, other people's answers, but I'm going to stick to the four that are left. Mm-hmm. So, pardon me. If Stacey, you could mark Scott's scores.
Yeah.
David Campbell, could you mark David Hotley? David Hotley, could you mark Daniel's scores? Ryan Stevens and Andrew, I think an unbiased person like David Campbell should mark your scores.
Yes. I would never make any comments about Andy not winning this quiz. Mark my want of it.
Round six, Rumble first. Question one. Who was the first ever man to score an elimination in a Royal Rumble match? So the first ever person, Dave, don't look so shocked, it doesn't matter. The first ever man to score an elimination in a Royal Rumble match.
To eliminate someone.
So it's the first person to eliminate someone. So I don't need the person eliminated, I need the person who did the eliminating.
Complete miss. Haku.
No, but did you like that?
The Shockmaster.
An answer of AJ Styles.
I remember looking at this.
Was it Stacey?
I remember looking at stuff from last year. Last year there, and just only remember now from now.
I was waiting on you putting Finn Balor, for Christ's sake.
Oh, it's another one. I was there.
Oh. Wrong David.
Apologies. Sorry. Stumped by a stream, but don't throw it back, it might hit me.
Andy's just dropping a cheap plug here.
So, we all got an answer for question one.
Yeah.
First person to eliminate someone. Please stop throwing objects in the classroom. Put it down, Andrew.
This is not the ECW arena.
I will Sunday name you, dammit. Anyway, who was the first man to clear 4.5 hours in cumulative time in the Royal Rumble match? So 4.5 hours plus in the Royal Rumble match. 4.5 hours cumulative time. David looks bewildered by an object that was thrown.
Andy just hit me with something that I thought was a sweetie. However, it's a pink lady with breasts.
It's a blow-up girlfriend.
It's not what I was expecting.
That one was for David. That was for David Barrett,
that one. We all got an answer?
Yeah.
So, question three, who is the first man to eliminate 10 men in a single Royal Rumble match? Who is the first man to eliminate 10 men in a single Royal Rumble match?
Stacey's answer is an energetic wrestler.
For question two. Not question three.
You got this, Stacey.
Is question three also an energetic wrestler? Or another energetic wrestler?
I don't think Stacey's ever been wrong. It's just that none of us have been her version of right. You know?
That just sounds like something.
Exactly! Exactly, David!
There's the right way, there's the wrong way, and there's the max power way.
Is that the wrong way?
Yes, way.
But slower.
Yes, but faster.
Right. Who was the first man? Question four. Who was the first man to go 1 hour in a single Rumble match? So we need the first man who cleared 1 hour in a single Rumble match. Not cumulative time. One single Rumble, 1 hour or more. Whoa.
Time to rock and roll. This time I'm in control.
That's because I get down.
It's in the sausage roll. See, there were so many market opportunities there.
Yes, but the thing is though, A, you came up with it. B, it was crap. C, you came up with it.
It was not crap, it was a glorious. I mean, Jack Bonded.
Who's Jack
what
Bonded?
Was it?
I struggle to get 4 months for this.
That's a lot of friction.
I can't fight the friction. Anyway,
I'm not going to be the author.
Question five. Who was the first man to finish runner-up in three Royal Rumbles? So I don't need the Rumbles themselves, I just need the name of the competitor. Three Royal Rumbles, three runner-up. You're looking at me like I'm listening.
I want to see Nathan Fisher.
That's actually what I was thinking as well.
Nathan Fisher, the right spot to finish second.
Trust me, it's better than finishing first. Anyway, Rumble firsts. Question one was, who was the first man to score an elimination in a Royal Rumble match? Question two, who was the first man to clear 4.5 hours in cumulative time? Question three, who was the first man to eliminate 10 men in a single Rumble? Question four, who was the first man, no jokes from David Campbell, to go 1 hour in a single Rumble? Although David recently has been going 1 hour with Pam and her five sisters. Question five, who was the first man to finish runner-up in three Rumbles? Right, could Andrew give your questions to David? Scott, give yours to Stacey. Daniel, give yours to David Hawkins.
Ready then?
Yeah.
And could Stephen give yours to Ryan Orson?
Do you the pen? So I've got plenty of time.
I have a pen, Andrew.
I'm just going to ask the people. So I'll go Stacey, David, Ryan.
Put no one to mark.
You didn't like Mark, you're in the final four.
That's true.
Who was the first man to score an elimination in a Royal Rumble match? Stacey, what did Scott put?
Jake the Snake Robert.
David, what did Andrew put?
Andy Mitchell put Bret Hart.
David, what did Daniel put?
Daniel also said Bret Hart.
And what did Steven say?
Steven said Bret Hart.
Bret Hart was the first man ever in the Royal Rumble. However, he was not the first to eliminate someone. That was, as Scott said, Jake the Snake Roberts.
Whoa!
Who eliminated Butch Reed?
Butch Reed.
Well done.
Butch
Reed. Scott got a question right and no one else did. Oh,
I'm picking Butch Reed for draft next season.
Butch Reed is
good luck, he's dead.
Pretty sure he's dead. Wouldn't stop the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Scott. Butch Reed. Wouldn't stop me.
Round six, question two. I asked you who was the first man to clear 4.5 hours in cumulative time in Royal Rumbles. What did Scott have?
Shawn Michaels.
David, what did Andrew have?
Andrew had Shawn Michaels.
David, what did Daniel have?
Chris Jericho.
And Ryan, what did Stephen have?
Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho has spent 4 hours, 59 minutes and 30 seconds in Royal Rumbles. The closest to him is Triple H on 4 hours and 44 seconds. Therefore, the answer is Chris Jericho.
Oh,
he's the only man to clear. I really hope he comes back, because see that be 30 seconds shy of 5 hours? It really annoys me. So like people retire on 29 caps or 29, like, no, play another game.
Did he not break 5 hours in the Greatest Royal Rumble?
No, this is including Greatest Royal Rumble. He broke the record of 4 hours in the 2017 Royal Rumble.
I remember that, yeah.
Which was held by Triple H at the
time. He lasted an hour just that match alone.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah.
He was in for about 5 minutes of the Greatest Royal Rumble. So, question 3, Ash. Oh, who was the first man to eliminate 10 people in a single Royal Rumble? Stacey, what did Scott have?
Stone Cold.
What did Andrew have?
Austin!
What did Daniel have?
Daniel said Kane.
And Stephen, sorry, Brian, what's Stephen?
Steve Austin, thinking that.
Steve Austin has eliminated 10 men in a single Rumble. Kane did eliminate 11 men in the Royal Rumble in 2001. However, the answer in 1989 was Hulk Hogan.
Ah! Eliminated
10 men in a single match.
Oh, damn you, Hogan!
The real American, eh?
I came yesterday and they
threw them on
the ground. There's a good
bottom.
Chance I have no
puns. So, question 4. Who lasted 1 hour? Who was the first man to last 1 hour in a single Royal Rumble match? Stacey, what did Scott put?
Ric Flair.
What did Andrew put?
Andy put Ric Flair.
David?
Daniel said Rey Mysterio.
And
Right. Ric Flair.
It was Ric Flair who lasted 1 hour plus in 1992 after entering number three, and he went on to win the match and the vacant WWF Championship. There you go. So,
Ric
Flair!
Anyway, question five I asked, who broke a record for three runners-up spots in Royal Rumbles? Who had three Royal Rumble runners-ups? So, what did Scott have, Stacey?
Roman Reigns.
Andrew?
He had The Undertaker.
Dave, what did Daniel have?
Roman Reigns.
And what did Stephen have, Ryan?
Roman Reigns.
After being eliminated by Nakamura at the conclusion of the 2018 Royal Rumble, Roman Reigns broke the record for most Royal Rumble, Jesus Christ, easy for me to say, runner-up spots with three, 2014, 2017, and 2018. So, Stacey, could you keep your designated person's page? Stacey, what did Scott have?
Three.
What did Andrew have?
Andy Mitchell had one.
One. Daniel, David, what did Daniel have?
Two.
And what did Stephen have?
Three.
Which means, unfortunately, the curse of Camel has struck. Andrew Mitchell, I am very sorry to do this, as I would have liked you to see you rub your face in it. Quack you, Andrew, please take it away.
Andrew Mitchell has been eliminated.
Yes!
Who invites this guy anyway? As soon as he shows up, like, everything's turned to shit.
Just think, though, you finished fourth this year, and then last year you lasted longer than he did.
Nah.
Not an achievement from O'Neill. Anyway, round seven, which is called The Last Man to Do So. We are on our final three of Scott McLeod, Daniel Campbell, and Stephen Wilson.
Now, do you see why I gave him more favourable odds?
What was my odds again?
You were like 5-1.
I bet fucking most of them.
So, there are 5 points up for grabs here, guys. 1 point for each correct answer. I have five of the biggest WWE superstars in history, five former Royal Rumble winners. All you have to do is tell me the last man to eliminate them from a Royal Rumble match.
Ooh. Ooh. Interesting.
So, number one, who was the last man to eliminate Triple H from a Royal Rumble match? There's my teeth whistle there.
Do you want to point out, I don't think I've seen Stephen Wilson this focused.
Look at that paperback.
You weren't here for the ICW quiz when the focus turned to absolute despair. How is this happening?
I listened to that quiz in a 7-Eleven car park. Tell you that story in a moment.
I went to Boston.
And all I came back was this Foo Fighters t-shirt.
Anyway, question two. Brock Lesnar. Who was the last man to eliminate Brock Lesnar from a Royal Rumble match?
Ooh.
Bear in mind, guys, I don't need the years here, I just need the superstar. You know what
I'm
doing. Oh, well, I'm pretty really handsome.
Well, I hope I don't get it wrong now.
Brock Lesnar, did you?
Brock Lesnar, who was the last man to eliminate Brock Lesnar? I nearly slipped up there and went, no, I said. question three, who was the last man to eliminate The Rock from a Royal Rumble match? Question three, who was the last man to eliminate The Rock from a Royal Rumble match?
Paper.
Does the image keeps Ross up at night? The image of this man.
it was the newspaper guy that done it.
Question four. Who was the last man to eliminate Shawn Michaels from a Royal Rumble match?
Shawn Michaels!
No, it haunts Derek Stream, but it's not Mary Jannetty.
No.
So who was the last man to eliminate
Shawn Michaels?
Mara.
Mara, it's Shawn Michaels! No boy who dreamed.
And question five, who was the last man to eliminate Edge from a Royal Rumble match? Who was the last man to eliminate Edge from a Royal Rumble match?
Your ma.
Stephen thinks he knows.
That's a sneaky one.
To eliminate Edge, surely it was a half drop below.
Half a guess, but.
Are you not putting one for 500?
I don't know. So.
I don't know.
Have a guess. Have a banter. Right, so Scott, Stephen, Daniel, is there any names you want me to read out again?
No, I'm good.
No,
so those names were Triple H, Brock Lesnar, The Rock, Shawn Michaels, and Edge. No. Not for any of them, Stacey.
Technically four might be right.
Technically it's not.
Stacey's my favourite.
There's two I'm not sure about, though.
Sandra. A guy who's really old news.
Old right. Now.
Old.
Now.
Old now, right, sorry.
We got the question earlier of who got eliminated the quickest in the Women's Royal Rumble match last year, and Stacey's answer was a woman.
Yeah.
Right, guys, are we all good and ready?
Yep.
Scott, if you could give yours to David, Daniel, give yours to David, and Stephen, give yours to Andrew.
I need mine to Brian.
Oh, well, we'll get to Ryan. I'll trust him this time.
Give it to someone impartial.
Yes. So, round seven, question one, last man to do. So I asked, who was the last man to eliminate Triple H from a Royal Rumble match? Stacey would have, who's got scores? David, that's right, I'd ask you to be.
Yes.
Falling apart here, guys. David, who did Scott put?
He had his DX co-partner, Shawn Michaels.
David, who did Daniel have?
Shawn Michaels.
Ryan, who did Stephen have?
John Cena.
It was Shawn Michaels, 2010. His last Royal Rumble match, however, Triple H, he actually won in 2016. There you go. So it's been a while since he's won. So, Quacky, you thought you knew the answer to this.
Yeah.
Who was the last man to eliminate Brock Lesnar in a Royal Rumble match?
Was it Goldberg?
It was Goldberg in 2017.
Yeah.
So, David did.
Scott, of course, got Goldberg.
David did. Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel said Goldberg.
And Ryan did.
Yes, Goldberg.
Goldberg, right.
Yes. Bingo.
Who was the last man to eliminate The Rock? Scott, I'll ask you that.
Paper.
Kane.
David.
Kane.
And Ryan.
Kurt Angle.
It's Kane. Did Kane and his rampage of 2001.
Angle defended the WWE Championship at 2001 Rumble.
Yep. We said earlier in the proceedings.
I thought it was in the 2002 Rumble.
No, he fought Chris Jericho for the Undisputed title in 2002 Rumble.
Yes, he did, yeah.
Anyway, question four. Who eliminated Shawn Michaels? Who was the last man to eliminate Shawn Michaels? This was in the 2010 Royal Rumble. And Ryan, what did Stephen put?
Batista.
David, what did Daniel put?
Batista.
And who did
the Animal? Batista.
That is Batista in 2010. And
that's definitely not right.
The Undertaker.
Finally, it's not Sander. Who eliminated Edge? Last in a Royal Rumble match. It's not Dr. Matthias Toboggan.
Mantis Toboggan.
Mantis Toboggan. Ryan, who did Stephen have?
Triple H.
Daniel said Christian.
It's Christian.
Scott McCoy. Scott McCoy had The Undertaker.
It was none of them. It was Shawn Michaels in 2007.
Ah.
And Edge's last ever Royal Rumble match.
One.
He actually won it.
Yes.
The two in between, he was in the World Title match. So if we can mark up the scores. Stephen, what did you get?
I think I get two.
Yeah.
You got two. What did Scotty Boy get?
Yeah. Oh, Scott got four.
And what did Danny Boy get?
Four.
That's Danny Boy. Okay. Same to you, David. I asked Scott.
Do you not know Daniel was a fan of the match? I've actually started some ventriloquism, so that was actually
lovely, lovely. Anyway, that is four each, which means
Stephen Wilson has been eliminated.
Stephen, you done well, third place, fair play.
Yeah, but I have a girlfriend. So it's Daniel, but that's not a point.
That's your
answer.
You're engaged, you prick.
Yeah, you're both engaged.
That's your fiance.
He's got a ring. That shows how much more his.
Well, who's going to have a bet? Can
we rephrase that?
I will not. Right, so round eight.
Daniel, I had that prick on my head to say I'm going to find work.
Round eight. Remember, it's all about fun, lads. Let's not have any breakdowns in last year. Could you hold that a moment, please? Don't show anyone. Thank you very much, Andrew.
See you around.
Round eight is called No One Remembers the Loser, unless it was 44. No One Remembers the Loser. Guys, you're going to have 5 minutes, timed by Mr. David Campbell himself.
Yes.
Daniel and Scott, I have every Royal Rumble year written on a piece of paper for both of you. I need you to write as many Royal Rumble runners-up as you possibly can. However, as you can see, not you at home, but the people in the room, I have put the years. So if you put, say for example, Hulk Hogan, who was never a Royal Rumble runner-up, just to be an example, if you put 88, and it turns out that was 89, you do not get the point. I need the exact year and the exact wrestler. So could you pass that to Daniel Campbell, please?
Could put any of the ones.
No, it's okay.
He's got a sheet.
And
So, Cam collected. Oh, yeah. David Campbell, please tell me when you're starting in 3, 2, 1, go. And there's 5 minutes on the clock.
Okay.
Shall we fill in with some whimsy?
Yeah, we'll put in
let them concentrate.
Should put in the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music when they're deciding.
Can't confirm there's 13 seconds gone. Important information.
Can you give us a mark when there's 44 seconds gone?
Oh, that would be cause.
40 seconds.
David, let it go. You're lost. You're lost.
Thing is,
and you can tell by the
time.
So shall we plug some stuff whilst we're having this fight?
Suplex retweet extra, ladies and gentlemen.
What? You didn't know they was talking to you. You're eliminated. No. Sit there.
We're plugging stuff.
Stop.
You're
the micro host.
Right.
Yeah, Andy plugged me earlier on as well.
Shut up about that.
What is the show you and Sarah are hosting on Scottish Indie Wrestling?
Mate, thank you very much, Ross, for coming to me there instantly. So, we host a show called ABBA Grabs, which is all about Scottish Indie Wrestling.
And when is the next episode being released?
1 minute gone.
The next release is on the 26th of January, where we release our watch along, where we watched along to Square Goal number 2, and you can hear us laughing intensely when the ring announcer keeps on starting a countdown from 11, apparently, which is the new norm. But yeah, it's quite funny. Billy Kirkwood on commentary was just hilarious and on point. So many things happening. Watch it, it is funny as anything.
The Spinal Tap. Why don't you just start from 10? This goes to 11. Hold on, you make 10, you allowed us. So this goes to 11.
Going, 11, 10. It's so funny.
Ross, do you have a tiebreaker? Because these two look like they're getting through these at a decent pace.
I will actually.
These two men are machines.
Bear in mind, this was the tiebreaker for... Sorry, where's Stacey put?
Right, so Stacey's official answer to round number 8 is a lot of good wrestlers that weren't good enough to win at that time.
That is true. I mean, that is a fact.
How long has passed?
Yes. It is, isn't it?
3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes?
Has gone by?
No, 2 minutes has gone by. We've got 3 minutes left.
We've got 3 minutes remaining. Stephen, why don't you tell us about some of the shows you host on ESSR Extra.
Oh, thank you very much, Ross. So
nobody cares, move on.
We have the Raw Report, which sees us review every episode of Monday Night Raw with mixed results, and the Power Trip, which has got me and the man under pressure over there, Mr. McLeod, reviewing NWA Power every 2 weeks, which we've not done in 4 weeks.
We're doing one.
But yeah, our punctuality is better than the lads at Taking Smack.
By the way, we're halfway there,
we're halfway there, guys. Just so you know, if I say time up and you keep writing, I will disqualify you entirely. Pens down. Oh, pens down. Help on the exact round.
Scott looks like he's nearly finished.
Can we talk
about you plugged it earlier, just a wee quick summary. What is your, there's 2 minutes remaining, what's your show, Ryan?
Talking Smack, which is on Taking Smack, thank you very much.
So talking
about SmackDown for about 5 minutes, and then talking about all things not SmackDown for the rest of the hour. Myself is and Ryan Gallagher, who's not here, what's that?
Is the name to appeal to like heroin addicts who also like wrestling?
Yeah, well obviously, you know, with a Patreon account, which was the goal. But,
like, chill,
heroin users tend to spend their money.
He bought pounds so I can...
David!
And a half left.
Tell
us about Wednesday Night Wars.
We basically analyse the competition between AEW Dynamite and NXT TV. So we see, and we do our undeniable rankings as well. We pick our top 3 moments and we decide what were our favourite segments and what we didn't like.
Very good. We also have Four Man Fatal, NXT UK podcast.
Four-way Fatal.
Well, it's Four Man Fatal in that world, so Johnny Send. We have Four Man Fatal. David, you would like to speak.
Yes, there is also a show where I get to commentate my own victories on the SSR Draft on Saturday Draft Live. If you want to check that out, it's myself and Scott McLeod every week, the Dream Team. And David Hockney will be on this week. He paid us a lot of money.
Sorry to hear. Because he's currently leading.
We also have Ross's Retro Review, which is looking back at every...
Trust me,
you'll love the one with me and David Campbell's kids. We have Retro Reviews. Scott, you've got 35 seconds left, just fine.
Got one left.
He's completely... You don't have 30 seconds left.
So, we have Ross's Retro Reviews, every WWE pay-per-view from the decade 2000. We also have, is it the Monday Night Wars for Nathan and Dave?
Yeah, Monday Night Rewind.
15 Nathan
seconds.
Fisher. Nathan Fisher and
11.
10.
10.
9.
8.
7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Pin down!
Happy New Year!
Oh, sorry.
And there goes the alarm.
Stop writing. Stop writing, David Hockney.
Could Daniel and Scott both hand their piece of paper to me?
The one had to throw it because I put the winners as a runner-up.
I could not get six of them.
Write your names on them.
Right.
So, write your name on them.
I'll write your name on this, Daniel, as well as the answers you missed out on.
Right, so...
I don't
would you care to plug Four Man Fatal while I mark you?
Four Way Fatal.
Okay, well, it's after Johnny C.
So Four Way Fatal, myself and Gary, we talk NXT UK on a bi-weekly basis because obviously it's 1 hour a week and you know, to fill 45 minutes we decided to cover two shows per recording on that one. So you'll get two back-to-back episodes of coverage plus previews on any NXT UK takeovers and everything related with WWE in the United Kingdom.
I love Gary Kernahan. The man has the best voice in the planet. I firmly believe this, I stand by it.
Did you not say one time that his voice should have its own Tinder account?
I think so.
It should. You clearly don't know him that well.
No, Gary for me is, you know, Jesus. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yeah, you clearly don't know him that well.
Like that.
He's pretty much like anti-Jesus.
Listen, me and Gary have been, you know, in many champions lunches together, same with Stacey Smith.
Yep.
You know, he's just a wonderful human being.
If anybody wants some breaking news, apparently AEW will be launching a new weekly show this year.
Ooh.
Mm. Fund up already.
And another breaking news.
What's it called? AEW Fund Up.
It's the Dark Order and Friends.
TNT have also extended their TV deal to 2023 now.
Yes, which means we have four more years of Nightmare Collective.
Yes!
I was about to do that thing for Family Guy. We want four more years of douchebags.
I can't wait till Brandy runs out of hair on top of people's heads and they need to search other parts of the body.
Oh no! Imagine if Demo was
actually very targeted. Demo!
Oh, that's an angry
guy. Can I target Demo?
Or Cameron Grimes.
Guys, we have our results.
Okay.
Awesome.
So,
you
gotta read that answer.
So, you've got it. It was a bit of a discrepancy between the scores, so if I read the answer, I'll get it away straight away. So,
okay.
Scott McLeod got two wrong. In 94, he said Crush was the runner-up, however, we're not including a runner-up as it was a co-one Royal Rumble.
The one that
Bret Hart and Lex Luger. He also put Sasha Banks was the runner-up in the Women's Royal Rumble in 2018.
Stacey would have got that one.
Who was the runner-up in the Royal Rumble in 2018?
My fave, Miss Bella.
Nikki Bella.
Nikki Bella.
So Scott got two wrong.
That Crush one is harsh.
Daniel.
Crush one was harsh.
Crush.
Got six wrong.
Oh.
Which means the redemption story has been completed. 44, no more, your winner and new ESSR champion and winner of the 2020 Royal Rumble quiz, Scott McLeod.
Yes, bullcrap.
Scott took some of it instead.
Bullcrap.
Even shut up the corner. Back to Loris.
It's my house.
No, in name only. No. So, Daniel first, just as a runner up. Quick chance to speak. Do you have fun?
That was a good laugh. I really
good
enjoyed
laugh.
That one.
You're glad you came?
Oh, definitely.
I'm glad you came.
Okay. Good job, man.
And there's a handshake from the winner, Scott, quickly before we wrap it up. How does it feel? 1 year of torment and hate.
It feels good. Vindication. Reginald and I are reunited for the ninth time.
Reginald?
We've got Goldie from Sweet Charlotte. I am naming my belt Reginald.
Well, congratulations,
Scott. Well, we'll ruin a moment.
Scott McLeod.
Some of the opposite of 360 promo.
Anyway.
With a tear in my eye.
Yes, Scott McLeod with a Ric Flair-like performance.
Watching too much power. Oh.
You can tell which one has the fiancé at home.
Oh. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
Sorry.
That is going to do it for our Royal Rumble Quiz Show 2020. We will definitely be back with us next year. unless Scott and David wins, in which case we're not doing it anymore.
Can we just ban Scott?
Yeah,
but
ban
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, David.
I'll host it.
Well,
what happened the last time we let you host a quiz?
Union deal gate. I want the chance at redemption.
In fairness, last time you hosted a quiz, I won, so fair play.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Stacey Smith.
Thank you.
Scott McLeod.
Thank you very much.
David Campbell, our guest host and timer.
I am Ross McLeod.
Yes. Unlucky. David Hawking.
Thank you.
Daniel.
Gracias.
Ryan.
Thank you.
I nearly called you Randy.
Randy Ryan.
That's the other one. Stephen Wilson.
I beat Hawkney at a smashing time.
Cheers, thanks for having us again.
And thank you very much, Kwaku Aji.
Pleasure is all yours.
So, next week, Royal Rumble MVPs. I am back in the hosting chair, plus a small look forward to the 2020 Royal Rumble. Then, the 2020 Royal Rumble review, hosted by, I believe, is it you, Stephen?
No, it's Gary.
Gary making his case.
Wow.
The man whose voice should have his own Tinder account, Gary Kernahan. And then we have our Square Goal review the week after. So much coming up on Suplex Retweet on Android, Spotify, iTunes, and Anchor. You can also find ESSR Extra on all those platforms, suplexretweet.com if you can't be bothered remembering all that. And of course, give us a wee message at suplexretweet on all the social media accounts. But once again, thank you very much. Thank you for rumbling.
Listen, cunts, I don't care what the fuck you think you're doing. Whatever you think is more important with your life, you honking bag of dick tips. You know what you should be doing? You should be going online, you should be subscribing, you should be listening to the back catalogue of Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet, whatever the fuck you're doing, that's what you should be doing. I don't care if it's your mum's birthday, I don't care if she's feeling contractions. Get on it right now.